Cohen Hiley.
And now the Cohen Hiley Legal Moment on 980 CFPL.
I'm with John Nicholson from Cohen Hiley Lawyers. Are there financial limits for damages in medical malpractice suits in Canada?
The cap for pain and suffering damages is roughly $400,000. The Supreme Court of Canada set the cap in the late 1970s, and it increases with inflation. Awards that high are reserved for the most serious injuries.
Anything else?
The court can also award damages for loss of income and future health care costs, which, unlike damages for pain and suffering, have no cap or limit.
How are the loss of income and future health care costs determined?
For loss of income, the courts consider your education, past income, and how your future career path will be impacted to determine how much income you have lost and will likely lose in the future.
And the health care costs?
We call those future care costs. They're determined by considering your future prognosis and your disabilities from the injury to gauge your needs for things like assistive devices, home modifications, and ongoing nursing care.
Thanks, John. This has been the Cohen Hiley Legal Moment. CohenHiley.com. Cohen.